Hello.
Hi, Mr. Owens.
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. It's me, Dave, with Local Splash. Sorry, man, I was away from my desk, and I walked back in my office right now, and I saw you had just called. How you doing, partner?
Okay. I appreciate it, man. I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing a little pretty good. A little frustrated here and there, but overall, I'm good. So the reason why I'm calling you is because sometimes the accent, I can't really understand what's going on with the communication sometimes. So I'm at a point now where I'm trying to figure out a couple things. So I have the app. You open up the app. There's the leads tab. And I have all these leads with the dates and the phone numbers there where I can text the folks, prospects from inside the app. Okay. Huh. There are also email leads coming in from Google Guarantee. And then number three, there are texts coming in from local ads telling me I have a lead. I'm trying to figure out the texts that are coming in, the emails for Google Guaranteed, are they the same leads? I'm having a problem distinguishing between what I'm getting from my website, what I'm getting from Google Guaranteed. Now, if I go to the emails, I know all of that is LSA and Google Guaranteed. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go that route. I got to jump through too many hoops. You got to open the email. You got to view the details, go into the app, communicate that way. That's not what I wanted. I think you told me and another girl told me that I can get it via text.
Right, text or phone call. So if you don't want the emails, I can have that turned off for you. That's not a problem. You know, it depends on how you want to be communicated, right? Now, remember, you are going to have some clientele that they prefer to communicate through email and security services that way, right? Now, you're getting plenty of leads, you know, through the different services. So really, it's going to be your preference, right? If you don't like the way that's working for you right now when you're receiving that lead through email, or there's something we can do to help clean that up for you, you know, right now I'm taking down every single note I can to make sure that I get that taken care of.
Okay, so before we make that decision, help me to understand this. The leads that are in the app, are they the same LSA leads? The leads that are coming in the text, are they the same LSA leads, or are they coming from the organic SEO?
Okay. So if they're coming through the app, those are going to be LSA leads. Now, they're not going to be the same leads. Those are going to be different customers. Yeah, different customers, right? So we definitely want to get
right
those filters.
Okay. One second, I'm going to get confused. Let me repeat back what you just said. I have email leads coming in from Google Guarantee, which is the same as LSA. Then I have leads coming in through the app. You said they're both LSAs, but they're different? They're different?
Right. Okay. They're both LSAs, yes. They're LSA, the local service, as leads. The only difference is some of those customers may have a preference. They like to communicate through email, so they're going to secure services that way. Does that make sense? Some of them are going to want to call you, and some of them would rather secure through text. If you want any one of those avenues turned off for you, say you're like, hey, you know what? I don't mind doing the email and the phone calls, but I don't like text. Okay. Or say you don't like text. You know what I mean? Or you say, you know what?
Okay.
Keep all three of them on. I want to take every lead I can.
So all of them are not David. They're different people. So this group is calling from going for emails, this one's going from the text, and this one, okay, all right, so I've been missing leads big time, because I'm, okay.
Okay, now here's
the
thing, so before we get off that topic, right, now, some leads, it may, say you get the phone call, right, and on your app, it's going to also give you an email with an update that you received that lead, which was the phone call. So you got the email just as a reminder. So if you remember our first call, I was like, at the end of every week, you're going to get reminders throughout the week. You'll get updates. You had 9 new leads, and that'll come through email. And if you click on it, it'll show you the leads by the phone number, and that's the customer, the people that you spoke with. Does that make sense?
I'm going to have to hear it again, so just keep talking.
Okay. I'll start again. So
no.
Say,
no. I'm sorry, go ahead on.
Okay. So what I was basically trying to say is you have a CRM within your dashboard, right? That's going to corral all your customers that are coming in. When you receive a phone call through Google Guarantee, it'll show you it's a Google Guaranteed lead. Now, at the end of the week, or maybe like by Wednesday, today, if you receive an
email, how's it going to show me that it's a Google? You said if I receive a phone call, it's going to show me that it's a Google Guaranteed lead phone call. How will I know
that? Right. It'll say Google Guaranteed when the phone call comes in on your phone.
So let me say this. They're not calling me. They're not calling my cell number. They're calling my office. So my office sends me, yes, my office sends me a text and an email letting me know that I have it. So how do I know? Nobody calls my cell phone. I have a live answer service. I've had it for 20 years almost.
Yeah.
So when they call that number, someone picks it up, gives them the information. I call them when I'm not driving, when I'm on lunch, or whenever at my convenience, and I talk to the customer. But how do I know if it's coming from local ads? I'm trying to figure out how I can count the message.
Yeah, okay. Yes, now I understand exactly what you're saying, because it's coming in through a different phone. So I thought it was coming through your cell phone, some owner-operator.
No, nobody's calling me on
your
cell phone. At all.
Gotcha.
It's coming through app or the email.
Yeah, so what our team has done is, since it's going to your business phone, the email and the text message is basically an alert letting you know you have a new lead, because it's not coming to your cell phone. Does that make sense? There's no way for you to see it on your cell phone because it's going to a desk phone. So for you to know that that was a Google Guaranteed lead, you'll get the email and the text notification.
All right, stop right there. You stop right there. You sound like Spanish now. Okay. when I first met you, you were speaking English. That's why I signed up. But now I sound like Spanish.
Like I sound like Spanish?
What I'm saying is I don't understand a word you're saying. I hear what you're saying. I comprehend the words you're saying, but I don't understand what you're saying. So let me tell you what I got. I went to the app. Because I thought the app, looking at the leads on the app. I'm pulling up to this customer's house right now. Hold on for a second.
Okay.
I'm pulling up to the customer's house, so I don't know how long I'm going to, No, let me do something right quick. Let me just tell the customer that I'm here so I can talk for 5 minutes, okay? I'm going to ring the doorbell. I'm going to tell them that I'm outside for a minute and I need 5 minutes, all right? Hold up 1 second, all right?
Gotcha.
Thanks a lot. Okay, so I go to the app, and I start to call the customers that are in the app.
Yes.
And come to find out that some of the customers in the app I have already communicated to. And I had to stop because I'm doing double work, and I'm double calling them, and I just had to stop.
Okay, yeah, for sure. So then right now.
Hold on for 1 second. How you doing, sir? Just want to let you know I was here. Good to see you. Mm-hmm. Give me about 5 or 10 minutes and I'll be in. All right, thanks a lot. Okay, getting back to my truck.
So here's how we're going to resolve the issue. Right now, this is what I want you to do for me. I want you to tell me the number one problem. Just describe the number one problem you're having right now, and I'm going to fix that for you, right? So just tell me what the problem is, and then I'll tell you exactly how to fix it.
Okay, so when I'm going to the LSA leads right now. I'm going to the leads. I'm going to click on. I got 185. All right, there's a number here.
Mm-hmm.
At the very top is 722-2413. So what I was doing, I started going through sending text to all, sending a message to all of these people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I noticed I was not getting a response back. That's number one. I'm sending the text, an introduction text, and I'm not getting a response back. That's problem number one with the leads in there. Then I decided to go the next day, and I went down the same list, and I started calling them. Okay. One of the people that I called was somebody who I had already contacted via email LSA, or it was via telephone. Oh, matter of fact, it was telephone. It was telephone. My office sent me a text, and they said that Mr. Jordan called you about this. He wanted an estimate for kitchen cabinets. But when I went to the app, because I was going to start using everything in the app, because I thought maybe when I saw the leads in the app, I thought all the leads were collaborated right here also.
Mm-hmm.
So when I called them up via my office when they sent me the text, and then I decided to go into the phone, not looking for him, going to the app, not looking for him, but trying to contact these customers not to lose any, he was in here also. So that's when I realized I'm doing double work.
Okay. So when you see your leads in there, yes, that's your CRM. So they're going to continue to show. So when you go back in, all your leads for this week, you know, this month, you'll be able to access them and see them and reference to them, right? So they're going to stay there. Now, the ones that are coming in to your business phone, and when you're getting the brand new text message or a brand new email saying that this person just reached out, that's a brand new lead that will need fresh tending to, right? When you go back and you access, that's when you're going to see the leads that you've received for the week. You're also, I'm sure you've already probably received the update email, like you had X amount of leads, say 5 new leads this week, right? Have you received one of those emails? Said this week you had 5 leads. And then you click on it, you open it, and it shows you a list of numbers and the people that were there. So those are updates.
What email address are they using for that? Is it 52 or number 2?
52, exceptionalpainting52@gmail.com.
Local/support. What would it be under? What would it say?
It'd be like a Google update for leads, something like that. It'll say
Google update.
Mm-hmm. And look, I'll see what emails have been sent out. And I also got to see when you started receiving
Google
your
Play,
leads.
Google Play, service, local service by Google, request. These are Google updates. Google Play, local service. That's not it. That's not simple enough. Let me put local slash and see what happens. So my problem that I'm really having overall is I got leads coming in, and they're coming in the same places, and I'm trying to figure out how can I mainstream it. I thought that the app would help me mainstream it, that everything would be coming through the app. Now, if they're calling me, that's fine. The problem is I don't know if local leads calling me. I don't know if local splash calling me.
Gotcha. Have you had a chance to watch the tutorial video that I sent over? It's about 3 minutes long, and it's going to walk you through that dashboard, and it'll show you how to access your leads, how to filter them as well.
Okay. Resend me that email. Let me do that first. Send me whatever.
Well, I'll text it to you, so that way whenever you have a chance, it's literally only 3 to 4 minutes. When you sit down somewhere, you know what I mean, or whatever, just click on the link. It'll take you right over to our YouTube page, and it's going to just walk you through step-by-step of that dashboard and show you everything it does for you, how to filter your customers, where to access your customers, and all that good stuff.
So as of right now, though, it sounds like I got to go to the app and respond to leads. I got to go to email and respond to leads. And I know I got to go to the text and respond to the leads.
My recommendation to you is when you want to respond to your leads, if you don't have them hot on the phone in a phone call and you're looking to follow up with them, access your app, go to your leads, follow up through there, follow up through phone call. You don't have to email everybody back. You're going to have everybody's phone number accessible to you for all these customers, right? So So if you don't want to email, you don't have to email. As soon as you open up the lead that you received, it'll all be there through the app anyway, right? You'll be able to see that in that tutorial video.
Hold on, say that last statement again. Hold on, say that last statement again. As soon as I open up what now?
As soon as you open up your app, you're going to see your leads there when you go to the lead section. So the video that I sent you, it's going to show you exactly how to access those leads and how to filter them. So that way you know how to categorize them and you know who you have and who you haven't gotten a hold of. You know, so when you receive that new lead, it automatically goes to that dashboard, whether it was through email or text message. That's basically going to be your hub of your service. You know what I mean? If you got an email lead, great.
Hold. I'm catching on. Stop right there. Okay. Answer this one question for me.
Gotcha.
This hub right here.
Yep.
Is it capturing all of my leads? Yes,
absolutely.
No.
Yes, sir.
So
absolutely.
This hub is capturing the phone calls, the emails, and the texts.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So now I got to figure out. So then why it would be easier for me to communicate with everybody through the hub.
Absolutely. And when you watch that video, you'll learn exactly how.
Okay.
And that's what the dashboard's for. It has access to everything for you there. It has access even to your website. I know I don't want to get too much into that because I don't want to get you off track, but absolutely. You have access to every one of your leads in your dashboard. That's your hub for all the services.
What time do you close Eastern time?
Eastern time, 7.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Okay.
I'll call you back after I look at it.
No worries. I got you. I'll be here.
All right, bye. Yep.
All right, bye.